Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is Wednesday. It's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And we have a special guest, yours truly, Reverend Frederick Shaw Jr. from CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And we have some treats for you today. How you doing, Reverend Shaw?
I'm doing well, and thank you for having me. Be on your show again, and I love talking to your audience, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. We are so always ecstatic to have you on the show because we are talking about some real deal issues, and that is dealing with what we call mental health. Mental health right now is especially in a fragile state. And CCHR, if you haven't listened to the previous shows, our mental health care watchdog. We are there if something happens, if you are wrongfully diagnosed, if you've been taken to a mental institution against your will, and so forth and so on. We are there to fill in the gap, to basically save you from you, which is not you. Okay, so I'm so happy to have you on the show, Reverend Frederick. So I have some crucial questions right now that I've had people write in about. They've emailed us basically about these issues and how to choose a healthcare physician and alternatives to taking prescription medication. So I'd like for you to speak a little bit on that.
Well, one of the things that I suggest to people, if you feel that you are being abused in any way or being forced to take medication, contact CCHR and basically fill out a report. And then when you fill out a report, then that opens you up to access. And I think at that point, if there's any medical doctors that we work with or recommendations, they're given. Now, one thing that you can do, any of us can do, you can seek, when you're talking about alternatives, you can seek holistic methods. You can talk to, there's a lot of physicians out there, psychiatrists who are doing that type of treatment. There's a lot of psychiatrists that do not believe in drugging. It's a Russian roulette, just kind of like when you go to the hospital. One doctor gives you CAT scans and x-rays, and another one just writes you a prescription off the top of the head. So you got to kind of do your due diligence. You got to kind of get second opinions. And when you walk into a doctor's office, the first thing you want to ask them, how do I handle this without medication? That will give you an indication. If they say, oh, there's no way to handle it without medication, then you get out of there. That's my recommendation.
I agree wholeheartedly. Okay, everyone, I know you've been asking these questions. I know you are itching to hear this, and you found it right here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. We are talking about mental health care and getting care for yourself. Now, like he said, run for the hills. If someone is trying to make you take some medication, you don't have to. There are holistic ways. And right now, I'm on the CCHR website, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights website, which is www.ccchr.org. CCHR.org. What we have here is a free download where you have alternatives to being drugs. It says, alternatives, the right to be informed. You have the right to be informed. Nothing should be done without your permission. And it says, if you go down to the middle of the screen, when you get to the very right of the top menu, you'll have About Us, Videos, Truth About Psychiatry, Take Action, News, and then you'll have Alternatives. You go to Alternatives, and you will see in the middle of it, it says information about non-drug approaches to mental health and or safely getting off psychiatric drugs. You have Green Mental Health. This is a holistically centered mental health care system which reflects traditional environmental, humanitarian, and health conscious values. It's greenmentalhealthcare.com. That's greenmentalhealthcare.com. Or Soteria House, alternative and non-drug solutions for people diagnosed with schizophrenia. It's www.mosherteria.com. That's M-O-S-H-E-E-R, excuse me, S-O-T-E-R-I-A.com. That's M-O-S-H-E-R-S-O-T-E-R-I-A.com. Soteria House. So there are so many. And then they says it says on here, alternatives to psychotropic drugs for children. So you have to know your rights as well, why your children don't need to be drugged. And if you go to our previous episodes, you will hear Reverend Frederick Shaw talk about his experience with his child concerning being drugged and saying no to that and taking an alternate method and taking power back into his own hands with his own child. And that is what matters. You have to know your rights in order to fight for your rights. So thank you so much, Reverend Frederick Shaw. We need that so bad. Everybody is in a very fragile state, and not everybody wants to be drugged. So can you tell us anything else we may need to do concerning that? What if they are already in the midst of being, a new diagnosis or talking to a psychologist or a psychiatrist? What would you suggest if they've already stepped over and they didn't know what you just explained? What would you expect them to do now?
Well, the thing is if they're diagnosed or not, they should, if any way possible, stay away from the drugs and electroshock. The one thing I want them to know is that there is no test in existence that can prove mental health disorders. Now, most people don't know that because the propaganda from the TV bombards us with the fact that this is a good thing. Because of lobbyists, our politicians think this is the solution. They pay our entertainment icons and stuff to do the commercials. So everything is coming at you telling you this is a science when the truth of the matter is, and I hate to say it like this, is really not any better than any other method other than the fact that it has the appearance of looking like it's working because the person takes the drugs and they get subdued. And for some reason in America, we think mental control is the same thing as mental health, and these things are not the same. So, you know, the electroshock machine has never gone through clinical trials. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, how do you know that it works if you haven't done clinical trials? And the clinical trials could be the people who have already been electric shot, but you won't do that because those people are so damaged that it wouldn't take long for people to realize how bad this electric shock machine is. And so, you know, they're doing this all on smoke and mirrors and everything, but there's no science to it at all.
Right. Well, if you don't know, now you know. Feel free, you all, if you have any questions still, call in and speak to us right now or later. Just make sure you're available and we'll make sure we're here to answer your questions. You can always be a guest and call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@cleopatramemphisstudios.org. That's info@cleopatramemphisstudios.org. And we are also on Instagram as Cleopatra Memphis Studios and Twitter and Facebook. You can reach us there as well if you can't hit up any other platform. And also, I want to thank you all for listening, continuing to listen. Our listeners are growing. Our countries are growing, so I'm super stoked about that. And we will get you information anywhere you need it concerning mental health. This is an international issue. This is an international problem, an inhumane injustice that is done upon humanity. So we need your help. You can always join us. And Reverend Frederick, can you tell them where to email you as well or call to join your task force?
Yeah, they can email me at fshawjr@yahoo.com, and that is fshawjr@yahoo.com, and they can reach me there, and then I will get in contact with you. I just want to read one quick thing. It says, and this is from Alan Francis, the psychiatrist and former DSM-4 task force chairman in 2015 said mental illness is terribly misleading because the mental disorders we diagnose are no more than descriptions of what clinicians observe people do and say, not at all well-established diseases. And that's what he said. And he was the chairman of the Diagnostic Statistical Manual 4 book. So I'm just letting you know, even they know things are not pro. They give people excuses for behavior that because of the fact that parents in the old days used to correct that behavior. Now he's 13, 14, never been corrected. He's acting out, and then we're going to call it mental illness. This whole movement right now is to make everything that's a crime mental illness.
Right. And remember, people, when you are diagnosed with anything, you're basically a slave. If you're not an inmate already or classified as some type of felon or you're in jail for something like that, if you're classified in any way mental health-wise, you are basically a slave until you get someone to step in and fill in the gap and allow you to explore another way. To mind your emotions and mind your body in a holistic nature. It can happen. It can happen anytime. So we are here for that at CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights. This is what we're here to inform you on. This is what we're here to allow you to see the videos on. There are plenty of videos and movies that we have done at CCHR that explain everything we're talking about right now. So I want you all to mind your feelings, mind your being, mind your spirit, so you can be in the right place to receive the right information, and hopefully you're receiving it right now, and you can give it to a family member or a friend, because right now during COVID, we may go back into a quarantine, you may need it. If there are certain things that are underlying issues that may just be health concerns, so it would behoove you or in anyone to touch any holistic spaces when it comes to your mental health care. And believe me, there's nothing wrong with talking to a talk therapist, not a therapist that wants to drug you up. Okay, people? So thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for coming on the show again. We can't wait to have you on, and I want everybody to look forward to it, because we're going to soon be filming, and you'll be able to see the awesome, great Reverend Frederick Shaw live and in person, being his fabulous self, and fighting the good fight for all of you, okay? So thank you, Reverend Shaw, for coming on the show again.
And I thank you for being the hero you are to so many by allowing platforms like this for people like me to be able to get the truth out. And God bless you for the work that you do.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm so glad I met you. So we're going to continue to do the work and fight the good fight. So until next time, people, I want you to do what? Be great.